I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Peace talks in Uganda have somewhat improved in the lives of northern Ugandans, but there's still fear of renewed conflict. That's why they have to work fast, says World Gospel Mission's John Mayo.
We really feel like this is the harvest time in Uganda. We're seeing peace, and there is freedom to move about the country like we've never had before. And the government has been very supportive of Christian organizations and spreading the gospel.
World Gospel Mission has 8 training centers and would like to build 6 more. However, demand is far outpacing their ability to supply new teachers. Next, this September, Crossroad Bible Institute's launching a new web radio program. It's not like the hundreds of other Christian programs out there, though, says Crossroad's David Scheringa. He says Crossroad Connection will educate the church on issues related to people at risk because
God came to us as poor and needy sinners and rescued us when we were in need. And now he says, I want you to rescue people in need. And that's not just a spiritual matter of getting people to heaven, but also we have a responsibility to help them better their lives.
Pray that the messages energize the church. And Operation Mobilization's Greater Europe team has spent a year and a half doing research, sketches, and writing. They hope to have their Light in the Darkness comic book printed by the end of this year. The comic is being translated into 12 languages. It will benefit Bosnia and other Muslim areas and little-known people groups who believe strongly in folk religion. The team of artists is short-staffed, so please pray for the team. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. For a gift of any amount, MNN is making available YWAM's 30 Days Muslim Prayer Guide that will help you pray more effectively for Muslims around the world. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.